The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. Step inside and join your host, Gil Tyree, for a different kind of show. One that takes you into the good, right, and positive things that are happening in the sports world every day. Now, here's your host, Gil Tyree.
Hi, thanks for checking in. It's not Gil Tyree, obviously, because he doesn't have as sweet as a voice as I do. It's Lisa Marcia Morris, and I'm here with you every third Monday of the month at 1 o'clock p.m., and Gil will be back with you, hopefully, next week for another episode of Sports Talk of the Positive Pod. And we've got a really good lineup for you today. We're going to talk about the Zen of sports, and then we're going to talk about what's going on today in soccer, or football, as most people call it. There was a lot of excitement last night. I'm going to admit to you guys that it was my first time watching soccer, football that is. But it was quite exciting. I watched with a urban soccer player, and he gave me a little schooling on the game, and it was quite exciting. I started watching in Spanish, and then I switched to English, and in Spanish it actually is a lot more fun. But today we're going to talk about the Zen of sports, self-awareness within the unified mind, body, and spirit, and the connection of all of that, and what makes that such a powerful combination in your life, and absolutely in an athlete's life. We're going to talk about Cesar Meza, who's not here with us today, and if any of you guys out there saw the highlights on what we were going to talk about, Cesar is the urban soccer player that we were talking about, and he couldn't be here today. He had to work. He hasn't quite made it to the stars in the soccer yet, so he has a regular job like most of us do. We just do this in the spare time, but hopefully you'll have a chance to call in, and we'll get a few more callers. And I have guests with me today. Actually, I have three guests today. That's a magical number, mind, body, and soul. Maybe we can make each of them speak about one of those things. We've got Destiny Cochran, and she's been on the air with us before, so I'm sure that you're going to enjoy listening to her. She's got a really sexy voice. She's very athletic, very beautiful, and single, by the way, if you're listening. And then I've got two other of my friends here who probably know a little bit more about soccer than I do. We've got William and Taylor, and hopefully they'll get on the air and do a little bit of talking as well. As I said, we're here at Sports Talk at the Positive Pub. I'm Lisa Marcia Morris, and every conversation is about bettering your life. It is about the sport of living your life to its fullest. It's about being successful. It's about reaching your personal goals, nobody else's goals, just your personal goals. And that brings me to something that Messi said once. You know, he's a fabulous soccer player. I don't know that because I've been watching him. I know it because I've been told. And I've been told that he's usually used to making about 60 goals. And now, in this season, it's 30. So his fans want more from him. And he was asked, what do you think about this? What do you think about the fact that you're not getting up to those 60 goals right now? And he said, I just love what I'm doing, so it's okay. Because he's reaching his personal goals. He's not letting anybody else get in the way. He's not letting anybody else tell him what to do or tell him how to be happy. He's happy because he's doing what he wants to do. And that's what it's all about. You know, I think if you do what you want to do and you do it really well with a lot of passion, then you'll live a good life. And a good life is a very personal thing. So take a note of that. But let's get back to sports. So Sunday, we saw GLT help France to victory and we saw Nessie's magic. It was fabulous. Sunday's World Cup action was amazing. The crowd was amazing. The roar was amazing. They actually sing in the stadium. That was amazing to me. I mean, you go to a football game here, and, you know, you hear the yelling and the screaming, and, you know, people are drinking lots of beer, and some people are cussing out there. But we actually heard singing in the stadium, and they sounded damn good. It was very, very nice. Let's hear from Destiny Cochran. She was there with me listening and watching the game with me. And what did you think about that game, Destiny?
Oh, I absolutely love the game. I have to say I wasn't going for Argentina, but I definitely enjoyed the game. And I like to touch on what you said about starting off the watching the program in Spanish and then transferring over to the English broadcasting. And it was so much better in Spanish. Even though I didn't know a lick of word that they were saying, I was still, you can just hear the tone and how excited the announcer was. And he never stopped talking. That was the one thing that I thought was the most different between listening to the audio in Spanish versus English was the English speakers, they would stop and they would pause and they would wait versus the Spanish speakers would just keep on going and going and going. And it was so much fun. I watched it. That was honestly my first time watching a full soccer game. And I was excited. I cheered. I was a little rival. You know, there's a little rival going on there. Had some good food. So it was really nice. It was really nice to come together with my neighbors on a nice viewing of sports. I think it's a good...
Okay. Who's on son? Simon! Oh, my God. So Simon the Frenchman is with us today.
Hello. How's it going?
Hi, Simon. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I was just calling you to say a few words about the French win. I was very happy that we won 3-0 yesterday. But more importantly, I'm very happy that everyone made it alive out of this game because these Hondurans were like really going for the kill. But everyone made it safe, so that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. What do you like best about soccer, Simon? Or I should say football.
Let me actually pass you on to my friend upstairs who's going to answer this question. Hold on.
Okay. Well, we've got everybody here today. Hi. Octav?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. I friended you on Facebook today. Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
So it's amazing that I'm talking to you. So tell me, what did you think about the game?
I think it was great. I was honestly quite surprised that France was as good as it was. And I think they have a pretty good chance of making it quite far, if not winning the World Cup this time.
Really, really?
Yeah.
So what do you think about Messi? You think he's going to... did I say his name right?
Who?
Did I say...
Messi?
Lionel Messi. Did I say that right?
Lionel Messi.
Yes. Oh, thank you. You sound so much better when you say it. So tell me, what do you think about how's he doing this season? What do you think about that?
I don't know. I just think that, you know, like, there's a lot of pressure on him generally. And, like, every time he makes a small mistake, people just go up in arms. But, yeah, Argentina has a pretty, hot spot amongst the South American teams because everybody except their own people hate them.
I can't believe you said that.
Yeah,
I know. Everybody wants to see a lot more from him. But, you know, as I mentioned before, he's really happy at what he's doing. And, you know, the fans love him anyway. I know everybody wants their athletes to do more. And it's more challenging today than ever. Every year, you're expected to do more than the last person. I mean, when does it end? I mean, they're not supermen, are they? Or are they?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, like, when you come from a country where football is in everybody's blood, these sort of expectations are pretty normal, actually.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And,
so what do you think?
And yeah, I mean, like, as long as the athletes themselves don't allow all this to, like, actually get to them, then everything's fine. I mean, this happens in every country where football is pretty much the only game that's played.
You think that has something to do with it? That it's that you know, football is basically the major game, and here in the States we've got so many different sports.
Yes, absolutely. Like you know, like people's emotions in those countries are deeply connected to football. This is all like
it's interesting that you said that, because when you talk about emotions and you talk about the soul of the game, and what the player is actually feeling at that particular time, they have to have their whole mind, their body, their spirit in it at the same time in order to be successful, you know, in order to keep their entire unity in the game, and kind of be able to read each other's minds out there. You kind of have to have that Zenism about you when you're out there. Don't you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Good. Well, it was great talking to you. I appreciate you calling in. Does Simon want to say another word?
Hello.
Hey, Simon.
Hey, how's it going?
All right. Are you cooking dinner tonight?
No, I'm actually in line for Chick-fil-A as we speak.
What? By the way, Simon is a fabulous cook.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. How do you know that?
I've had some of your food inside, and I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, wow. That's great. Yeah, I didn't realize this was a cooking show.
It's not. It's not. But it's my show, so I can ask whatever I want. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's amazing. Right on.
Well, I appreciate you calling in. We're going to hear from a couple of more people here in the studio and hear what they have to say and talk a little bit more about what's coming up. In soccer.
Oh yeah, a lot. It's very exciting. This World Cup is very exciting.
It is. I think it's going to be my new favorite sport.
Oh,
but it's
right
really
on.
Because
what
the guys are so
though?
Handsome.
What's your old favorite sport though?
Tennis. I used to watch tennis with my dad a lot when I was younger.
Oh, so you're all about the looks then?
I'm about the looks. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
And the body, you know, and how you use the body, you know, that's all important.
Of course, absolutely.
All right, well, we're going to go to a break, Simon. It was awesome talking to you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
And you as well. Have a good show.
All right, thanks so much. We're here, Sports Talk of the Positive Pub, and we heard from Simon and Atab. They called in. They watched the game. We heard from Destiny. We've been talking about some great things with the World Cup. You know, it's an exciting time, but we're going to go to a break, and I'll be right back with you. Please call in. We want to hear from you. Call 1-888-346-9144 and talk to us. This is Lisa Morris, and I'll be back with you soon.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience. So he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time. Get ready for an unpredictable, fun, and sometimes sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Sports continues to grow and evolve to ever-increasing prominence in today's society. On All Around Sports, host John Inglesby will connect with the leading newsmakers from the sports world, including players, owners, and fellow sports journalists, discussing the top news and events that are relevant to sports today. John will also report from and offer his experience of the world's top sports events. Tune in to All Around Sports with John Inglesby, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
Hi, it's Lisa Morris. Obviously not Gil Tyree, but Gil will be back with you next week, hopefully, with some more Sports Talk at the Positive Pub, where it's all about being positive. It's all about the sport of living your life to its fullest and what that means to you and how you gain the strength to do that. And today, we're talking about soccer, or football, as it's more popularly called. This is Lisa Marcia Morris, and you can call in and talk to us at 888-346-9144. I would be doing myself an injustice if I didn't tell you to go out there and get my book, Labyrinth of the Yellow Rose. If you like my voice, I promise you when you read those poems, it's going to just come out and grab you. But we're going to talk about sports now. No more of that. I just wanted to get that in for you folks who like to listen to my voice. We are going to talk about what's going on today in soccer and the excitement behind that. And actually, I'm going to admit to you guys that it was my first time watching a soccer game, and it was quite amazing. We were supposed to have Caesar on with us, a young urban soccer player who was right there with me during the first time of me watching soccer and kind of teaching me everything along the way. And he watched me actually watch the game. And he watched me watching the ball, like exactly where the ball was. And he said, don't do that. You need to watch ahead of the ball. And I said, why? He said, well, then you're going to see the players interacting with each other and what's going to happen next. And it's going to become more exciting to you because you're not just following a blank ball around like you're playing some pinball game. And I did that. And it was really absolutely amazing. And what I noticed is that the players out there, they're really in connection with each other. And I think it seemed like when a good play was happening, it was because they were anticipating what each other is doing. And that happens a lot in team sports. And it was really interesting to see it in the way that he taught me to see it this time around. The other thing that was really very, very amazing to me was the voices of the crowd. I mean, it was, they had like this kind of humming, singing roar that you don't get, not even when you go to a football game. It just makes it so extremely exciting. All the countries involved coming together to Brazil for the World Cup, it's just absolutely amazing. But I'm going to talk a little bit about some things, some highlights. Costa Rica came back from a goal down to a stunned Uruguay, and fluent Colombia too strong for Greece in Group C, and the champion Spain rocked by, and I hope I'm saying his name right, Van Persie and Robben. I hope I'm saying it right. I think I should go to France or Brazil or Spain. That's where I belong. Anyway, okay, so back to sports. And please remember to call in. I'm Lisa Morris. I've got some guests in the studio with me today. I've got Destiny Cochran, and you heard from her before. I've got Taylor, and I've also got Will, and Will's going to get on the line right now and just kind of talk a little bit about what's going on. Are you ready, Will?
Yeah, sure.
All right, did you watch the game?
Which game? There's so many games going on right now. It's kind of hard to follow all of them at once. I know there's about two or three games a day. But with that being said, you know, it's all stats aside, I'm just astonished by watching the game and how nationalistic these people are in the audience. You know, football is great. Baseball is great. You know, American sports and pastime is awesome. But in reality, when you sit here and watch a stadium full of, you know, 100,000 people or more, and 30,000 people alone are harmonically singing the same national song, that really doesn't happen in American sports. So it's just really incredible to see that. But overall, it's, I did not watch, assuming you're talking about Portugal.
Well, the only game that I watched was the one with Argentina. Yeah. That was the one game and the sole game I watched. But I'm going to add some more games to my cup. But, you know, Will is talking about the fact that you know, they're just extremely passionately into this. And you know, that you could say that for most sports. And I thought I'd saw it all when I, you know, went to a couple of football games and basketball games, that, you know, this was amazing. It was amazing to see the camaraderie. It was amazing to see the harmony, you know, as Will put it, and the roar in the crowd, and just see how exciting it was. And the children, there were children out there, you know, and they're like, yeah, and you know that they're going to grow up and they're going to keep going to these games and they're going to get into it as well. And it's interesting, Will, because you said that, you know, there's so much into this because it's really the major sport for them.
Right.
You know, that's kind of all they have. And that's what makes them so strong in this and so passionate about it. You know, in your life, when you grow up with something that is constantly there for you, and constantly a factor of enthusiasm, a factor of passion, a factor of seeing other people be so extremely successful and put themselves out there and be powerful and succeed and become great players, it gives you a sense of enthusiasm about life. Don't you agree?
I completely agree. And really, even watching soccer, one of my favorite parts about it, and this may sound silly, is how dramatic these players are. And I mean that in a great way, but like these people, they have a slight acting ability as well. Because you see some of them fall, there's something about the way they fall and the way they carry themselves that you don't see in American sports. People are proud to be rough and tough, and these guys really embellish the fact that when they get tripped or kicked or whatever, they're going to fall and grab their ankle every time. And I find that that's actually amusing. You know, there's a little bit of acting in it. But with that being said, it's definitely one of the more entertaining sports to watch. It's a little difficult to watch on a small TV because you are watching a white ball on a screen with a bunch of people running around. But if you're able to see it in HD, if you're able to be at one of the games, I think it's definitely it's a lifetime achievement. So.
Certainly. So you're talking about the fall, Will. Now, I watched a lot of fall during the game, and it was quite amazing the way they almost like did it like in this kind of, you know, aerobic kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like just glide across the field.
Yeah, you'll see somebody get, actually, if you watch the slow motion replays, some of them will actually start grabbing their leg before they even get hit. And I think that's all about how the call is made at the end, because they're trying to get every call that matters. You know, if you get a red flag, if you get a penalty kick, that could cost a game. You know, 1 point, 1-0 in a soccer game is a win, you know. And so with that being said, every little detail matters. But it's also important for the fact that soccer does not have, at least the World Cup, does not have instant replays where they go back. Everything is live. And that's one of the factors that I like about it, is because it's unlike football, which is great as well. Football sits there for 30 minutes and they break down a 2-minute play.
Mm.
Soccer is,
they just keep going.
They keep going.
It's, yeah, I was soccer, wondering. Yeah. I was like, what's going on? Is this clock going to stop or what?
Yep.
That's got to be hard on them. They need a little bit extra stamina, I think, to keep going like that.
Right. Well, the thing about soccer is when it actually says there's 5 minutes left in the game, there's 5 minutes. Whereas in football, it's 5 minutes could be 2 hours.
Absolutely. I hate that. I definitely have my new sport. I'm loving soccer. I'm loving the way the guys are out there anticipating each other's move. I love the dance on the field. I love the green grass. I love the humming roars. It's definitely a passionate sport. And, you know, a lot of people told me about it for many years, and I was kind of like, okay, yeah. But I get it now. I get the passion behind there. You know, I can see that whole strength and the drive for success and the wanting to understand what your teammate's going to do, so that combination and that fluidity of Zen. And you know, the topic of the conversation today it is about the Zen of sports, and the fact that you have to have your mind and your body and your spirit in it to succeed in sports today, because every year it's more and more challenging. And, you know, anyone who understands the conscious mind and really wants to be successful in their own right. And I think that Messi understands that. You know, when he's not reaching that 60-goal peak right now, but that's not what's important to him. What's important to him is that he's having a good time, that he's always doing his best, that he's not assuming anything, and that he's enjoying himself. And isn't that what life's all about? That's what we want. I mean, success, when it boils down to it, success is very personal, and it's about what you want to accomplish in life. And how do we do that? You know, we do that by being the best that we can be, and we can't do that if we're not powerful. And we can't do that if our mind's not right. And we can't do that if our body's not right. So you got to eat right. You got to think right. You got to feed your mind, your body, and your soul so you can be like one of the greats out there, one of the great soccer players that are doing so fabulous right now. This is Lisa Morris, Sports Talk with the Positive Hub, and I've got a studio full of people. We're having a really good time. That's exciting to talk about what's going on in sports today, and the highlight, of course, is soccer, and we're just loving it. We're having a good time watching all the games. I've got someone here who I know has been watching avidly, and we're going to bring him up in the last break. I remember I was asking where he was the other day, and he's one of my neighbors, his roommate said, "Oh yeah, you know he's watching soccer," and I was like, "Okay." I was like, "I got to get him in the studio. I got to get him here on the show so he can talk about it." But we're going to do that in a few. I have some things that I want to tell you about. You know, I always got to bring in the positive aspect of why I do this show. When I wanted to have my voice out there, when I wanted to help people, when I wanted to be a part of helping my community grow, the best way that I could understand how to do it was really kind of through my art, my poetry, my, as my father calls it, my gift of gab. I like to share the things that I learn, and I want people to be happy. I want them to be successful. I have to want this for other people if I want it for myself. You can't want something for yourself and not want it for somebody else, because it's not going to happen for you. And when I talk about this, I don't mean, you know, I want a Mercedes, so I want my brother to have a Mercedes. That's not what I mean. I mean, I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. I want to be wise. I want to live a good and fruitful life. You got to want that for your fellow man. In the pursuit of learning, every day something is acquired. In the pursuit of being the best possible you, every day you must drop something. This is important. Perhaps you're dropping an attitude. Perhaps you're dropping a negative thought about somebody. Perhaps you're dropping your guard. Perhaps you're dropping a blockage that's preventing you from reaching your goals. So I want you to think about out there, the guys, think about this. In the pursuit of learning, every day we learn something. Everybody we come in contact with, everything we talk about, every step we take, everything we see, everything we smell, everything we taste, we're learning constantly. So keep that in your mind. What is it that you're going to pursue and learn today? And what are you going to drop? This is Swartz Talk of the Positive Hub. We're coming up on a break. This is Lisa Morris. Please call in and be with us at 888-346-9144, where every conversation is about the sport of living your life to its fullest. And we come back for the break. We're going to hear from somebody else, and we're going to talk about some more soccer. Talk to you soon, guys.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Do you love sports talk?
Can't get enough sports talk?
Have we got a show for you? It's about the NFL training camps, Super Bowl previews, a look at the new starting quarterbacks, and weekly key injuries. We'll take your calls and emails right on the air. Former Philadelphia Eagle James Loving is your host, and you never know who'll drop by for a co-host spot or an interview on the spot. Tune in to Loving That Sports Talk with James Loving every Wednesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with your host, Gil Tyree. If you want to make your voice heard, call into our program at 1-888-346-9144. That's 888-346-9144. Or send an email to us, sportstalk@positivepub@gmail.com. Now, back to Gil Tyree.
Hi, it's Lisa Morris. It's not Gil. You still got me again. You have me here every third Monday of the month at 1 o'clock p.m., live streaming on Voice America Sports. You will be listening to me talk about the sport of living your life to its fullest, your own personal success, how you enjoy life today, how you reach all of your goals. And, you know, your goals are different than mine. And you know what your own demons are. Every day, just make it a great day. we're going to talk about soccer. Of course we're going to talk about soccer or football. I can't call it football because, you know, when I watched soccer for the first time yesterday, it was different for me, much different than football. I think I've got a love for soccer now. I've got someone here in the studio who, he's really been keeping up with it. He knows a lot more. He's watched a lot more games than me. I mean, I only watch one game, but so I'm so glad he's here with us today. I'm going to have him, you know, kind of really tell us what's going on, you know, right now, you know, what he's been seeing, what's coming up, you know, what's in this moment? Because, you know, this is the moment that counts. If we live our lives every day understanding that at this very moment, I need to be happy. At this very moment, I need to be wise. At this very moment, I need to have fun. At this very moment, I need to be the best I can possibly be. It's a huge step for being happy. Trust me. I'm telling you. I do it. It works. So now we're going to talk to Tyler, and he's going to tell you more about soccer and what's going on because he knows better than I do. What's going on?
Not much, just watching the Germany-Portugal match right now.
That sounds like much. So how's that match going?
It's going pretty well. Germany's up 3-0 there,
okay,
Shutting Portugal down, and this actually sets the U.S. up because we're in the same group as them, and we face Ghana tonight at 6 o'clock, so all you guys tune on Univision because it definitely beats the ESPN broadcast.
Oh, I hope there's no ESPN fans out there.
That'll get the circuit boards lighting up.
Yeah, we're actually in the city actually watching the game now, so it's kind of exciting. I know you guys can't hear it, but I love it. You know, I love the stadium. I got to get to Brazil. It seems so wonderful out there. The guys are gorgeous. The women are gorgeous. I mean, nobody can go wrong, you know?
They celebrate everything out there, too. I mean, Carnival, definitely, that's their version of our Mardi Gras.
Yes, absolutely.
That's just the start of Lent for them, and look at them. They throw a parade and shut down the city for a week.
It's a passionate place, and I think it's a perfect place for holding the World Cup. I mean, um, I I was amazed by the passion that goes into this game. I mean, it's all over. You can hear it. You can see it because it's interesting. You know, when these guys fall and leap and block and they can't use their hands, you know, so they constantly have to, like, move their head to hit the ball. So you can imagine, like, all the things that they have to do with their body to get to that point. It's just, it's so very cool, and it makes the whole game very kind of rhythmic. It's very interesting to watch. And then you hear the crowd, and they're singing and humming and chanting, and it's just, it's quite amazing. What'd you watch yesterday?
Yesterday, I believe the England match was on yesterday. England and Italy.
Okay.
And that was one of the cool matches because I've never seen a coach get injured during a match. He was celebrating after England scored the first goal, and he twisted his leg or something and had to be carted off the field.
Oh, my gosh! You got to be careful out there. Every step you take, be careful with it. That's perfect timing for me to tell you. Every day, take a step to do something and make yourself happy because you're the only one in your skin. So don't you let anybody ruin your happiness. Here at Sports Talk at the Positive Hub, it's all about the sport of living your life to its fullest. How do we do that? How do we attain happiness? Well, first of all, you got to know what you want. So you got to open it up. You got to let your guard down sometimes. You got to learn about things. You got to try new things. You never know. If you don't try, you don't know. You know, if you say, I got like one type of guy and I'm not going to try for any other type, you never know. You could be missing out on the best thing of your whole life. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, I'm only going to drive stick shift. Well, there's a whole heck of a lot of cars out there that aren't stick shifts that are awesome. Uh-oh, something happened in the game. Let's go back to that. What's going on?
Germany just scored another one. So Portugal has some serious catching up to do in these last 13 minutes. Let's see if Ronaldo can.
I don't know if they're going to be able to do that.
You never know, but I've seen, I think it was Australia versus Japan 2 World Cups ago. They came back 3 goals in the last 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
10 minutes. That's
and the Aussies
cool.
are more of a rugby country anyway, so that was definitely impressive to see.
Okay. So tell me like a little bit of, tell me the difference between rugby. I heard a little joke about this, but tell me the difference between rugby and soccer. What do you think? What are the major differences there?
Well, in rugby, you can use your hands.
Okay.
So that's big. And then they use a more football-shaped ball. It's a little bit more distorted and pulled to the end.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. I don't know too much more about rugby. I know it's a lot more physical. You do a lot more hitting, running, and trying to take a guy down.
All right. Well, you know, there's a little joke about that.
Oh.
Will, can you tell us that joke?
I don't know if it's a joke, more so than a quote.
Okay.
But the quote is that I heard this from a rugby person, was that soccer is a gentleman sport played by hooligans, and rugby is a hooligan sport played by gentlemen.
Love that. You got to have a lot of laughs in life. Laugh a lot, please. You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself happy. When you're happier, you will succeed more. Happiness is contagious. Smiles are contagious. Success is contagious. Keep yourself around people who are successful because eventually you're going to be there. Because you want to be there, because they're inspiring you. Keep yourself inspired. Always keep yourself inspired. If you love watching soccer, watch it all the time. Tape it. If it makes you feel happy, do it. You're going to reach your goals better when you're happier. When I'm down and something's bothering me, I can't concentrate. I don't want to work. I don't want to eat right. It's not cool. Keep yourself together. Keep your mind and your body and your soul connected. That's the way these athletes are able to do the things that they do. That's the way they're able to reach success. That's the way they can be superstars. You know, it's amazing the things that athletes are doing out there today. You know, from skaters to team players in soccer or basketball or football to runners, they always have to do more. And the reason why they can is because they've got a zen about them. I believe this. I believe that they have their mind, their body, and their soul connected in such a way that in that moment when they have to succeed, when they have to reach that goal, when they have to make that kick, when they have to get the ball in that hoop, you know, when they got to, you know, be the best that they can be for themselves or for their team players, it's because they got their shit together. Let's just call a spade a spade. You know, you cannot be successful if you don't have your shit together. Eat right, constantly learn, let your guard down and experience things because you never know what's out there. You know, talk to people, learn about people, smile, have fun with your life. You know, read constantly, keep your mind occupied, you know, with things that are important. If you don't like to read, then listen to audiobooks. But find the stuff out there that's important to you, that's going to inspire you, that's going to inspire your mind, you know? And above all, always remember, you're the only one in your skin. You matter to you. Who cares what other people do? Yeah, I know that's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow. I know it. But when other people make me upset and I'm in a bad mood, I always remind myself, it's okay, because I got me. And I'm the only person in this body. And I'm the only one who controls my happiness. Everybody else is just icing on the cake. You can do this. You can do whatever you want. You can live your life to the fullest. You can reach all of your dreams. You can be an awesome soccer player if you want to. Okay, so let me tell you. This is it. I'm short. I'm 4'11". So when I was told that Messi is short, shorter than most soccer players, and considered to be one of the great soccer players in the world, I was like, yeah, that's the person who I want to talk about. And that's really, really what got me interested in watching the game, and that's why I watched Argentina. He didn't let anybody tell him, you're short, you can't play soccer, you can't do that. He said, mm-mm, I love it. It's what I want to do, and I'm going to do it. And he's doing it, and he's great, and I love watching him. He's poetic out there on the field and just having a fabulous time. Okay, guys, I'm going to go off the cuff. I'm going to read something from my book. Let's see. Let's find something nice for today. Okay. This is called Water. We all need water. I am water, vast and victorious, composition of time and testimony. Melody of molecules in organic unity. I am the river that flows to oceans wide. I am the ways of quenchable love. Be that for yourself. Feed your passion. What is it that you want? Create your inspiration. If you're not inspired now, move. Move to something that inspires you. Keep people around you that inspire you. Do the things that inspire you. Eat the things that inspire you. Smell the things that inspire you. Taste the things that inspire you. Inspire yourself. Water your garden. Water your garden. Be a really good gardener for you and your life. This is Lisa Morris at Sports Talk of the Positive Pub, where it's always about the sport of living your life to its fullest. It's about being strong. It's about wanting to be happy. Sometimes I think people wallow in that area of negativity, and they forget how wonderful it is to be happy. They don't even know how to do it anymore. I'm telling you, it's a fabulous world. We only get this one life. We only have this flesh on our bones right now. When it's over, who knows? We don't know. Nobody knows. This is what we know. This is the moment. Live your life. Be the best you can possibly be. So I think maybe, does Destiny want to come back on? Do we want to hear from you again? What's going on over there? Destiny's got this really silly blue shirt on. She's got these these dangly earrings. She's got her lipstick on. Destiny's single, by the way.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
You know, I actually said I would never date a professional athlete, to let you know that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's because of exactly what you're talking about. They have to have a lot of focus on their body, on their mind, on their spirituality. And I'm a needy one, so I'm a needer. And I want them to focus so much on what they have to do, you know, to be successful. Growing up, my brother was a very big athlete, so he never played soccer, football. He played American football and basketball and baseball, but just growing up and seeing different ways that people are successful, whether it be on and off the field, it has a lot to do with this topic that we're discussing right now. And I think this is something that travels with people. If you don't have it together mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, then you're not going to succeed, regardless if it's on the field or off the field.
True, in your life.
Very important topic.
In your life, yeah. You got to carry that Zen throughout your life, and it's not something you can forget about. You've got to constantly remind yourself consciously that you have to you have to take care of your body. You've got to take care of your mind. You've got to take care of, you know, your emotional status. You've got to keep it all balanced. You've got to be very Zen. And when you're Zen, things flow to you. What you want comes to you. It's easy. Life can be easy 100%. And fun, 100%. Thank you so much.
Oh, one last thing I did want to say, you know, I'm from San Diego. I'm a huge Padres fan, and Tony Gwynn did pass away today. So to your family and everyone, I hope you lay his body to rest very peacefully, and I miss you, and thank you for everything you've done to San Diego. So
awesome. Good call, Destiny. Thanks so much. This is Lisa Morris, Sports Talk at the Positive Hub, and we appreciate everybody that's called in. I appreciate my guests who are here with me today. They've just made this show fabulous. I think this is going to be my best show yet.
Yay.
So now, you know, I've got the task of being even better. Uh-oh, what am I doing? Am I living life? I love you guys. Lisa Morris, Sports Talk at the Positive Hub, and I'm going to be back with you the third Monday of next month at 1 o'clock. And your host, Gil Tari, will hopefully be back with you next week. But, you know, you can always count on me, guys, because I love being with you. Love talking about sports. Love talking about life. It's a beautiful thing. And be happy. Live well. Water your garden and be successful. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a great month.
That's another show. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific for Sports Talk at the Positive Pub with Gil Tyree, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keep your week positive.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or